This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. We'll talk a little bit, just a little bit about tribalism here in the final hour, beating inflation. There are great things happening when it comes to prices of living in this country, talking about rents going down, all that open rebellion and more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Now, tribalism. Tribalism is one of those things that can be wonderful. It can be terrible. It's one of those things you cannot avoid in life. You will occasionally speak or see people speak out against tribalism. And that's generally when tribalism is being used for terrible reasons. Sometimes people can break free from it, but not forever. There's a time limit on breaking free from it. Human beings, we are made to live around each other. And that, of course, brings up, who do you want to live around? Who should you live around? You should live around, be around, converse with, work with, worship with people who share your values. That is as old as time itself. That's tribalism. I want to live with people who are like me, who think like me, talk like me, worship like me, have different ideas that I have. Not that everyone should be identical robots, but there has to be a common cohesion. Human beings will seek out a tribe if they have options. I'm going to stress this part. If you have options, you will try to locate yourself physically in an area that's like that, where people are like you, if you have options. But people don't always have options. Sometimes you're stuck where you're stuck. And tribes take so many different forms, keep in mind. Tribes can be people who root for a sports team. You're wearing your New York Giants jersey. You walk into a bar on Sunday. Someone else is wearing a Giants jersey. You might end up hanging with that guy all day long. One thing in common, whatever. Can take religious forms. Can take skin color forms. Nationality forms. There are all different kinds of tribalism, but tribalism is human nature, and human beings, all of them, will seek out a tribe. What's actually a great example of this? Thomas Massey and Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're two recent examples. Recent examples of what? Well, they were, are people on the right. I guess I probably feel differently about those two. I don't think they're both the same. I'm not saying that, but they're people on the right. They've been traditionally on the right. For one reason or the other, they each got on the wrong side of Donald Trump, and Donald Trump got on the wrong side of them. Okay? They have a little public spat. Okay? It, of course, devolves into insults and everything else on both sides. Whatever. It is what it is. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene goes on The View. Now, you'll see these people voting with Democrats more and more. They're feeling kicked out of the tribe they were in, and therefore they're finding another one, trying to find another one. People want a tribe. It's not always unhealthy, though. I want to stress that before we get to an extremely unhealthy part. It is a healthy, good thing to want to live, work, and worship around people who think like you do. That is a good thing. It makes for a better life. In fact, I've encouraged you for many different reasons to get out of your blue area and move to a red area. There are a lot of reasons, but one of the main ones is your life is better. Take it from someone who's lived all over the country, red, blue, purple, everything in between. You get out of wherever you are and get to red America, your life is better. Every part of it, better. But it can also be insanely unhealthy. Insanely unhealthy. I'm going to play this for you. This was on CNN. O.J. Simpson obviously killed his wife and that dude. Obviously, everyone knew it at the time. O.J. Simpson was acquitted. We have interviews with jurors now who admit that he was acquitted by black jurors who were angry about Rodney King, something unrelated, but they related it and they acquitted O.J. Simpson. This is when tribalism gets way unhealthy.
Look, I got all this polling on the screen going back since 2018.
That's the wrong button. This is when tribalism gets insanely, insanely unhealthy.
But it was so racially charged because of what had happened just before with Rodney King, but also just how black Americans feel about policing. It's not like O.J. Simpson was the leader of the civil rights movement of his era. You right. know, he wasn't a social justice leader, but he represented something for the black community in that moment, in that trial, particularly because there were two white people who had been killed. And the history around how black people have been persecuted during slavery. There was
what? Hey, credit to her for being honest. What did you just say?
But it was so racially charged because of what had happened just before with Rodney King, but also just how black Americans feel about policing. It's not like O.J. Simpson was the leader of the civil rights movement of his era. You right. know, he wasn't a social justice leader, but he represented something for the black community in that moment, in that trial, particularly because there were two white people who had been killed. And
that lady obviously doesn't speak for every black person, so don't think that she does. Don't think that every black person thinks that way either. That's a bunch of crap. But for those that do, that is so evil and unhealthy. Well, we're going to let him off. After all, he just killed a couple whites. That is so unhealthy. So evil. And so much of our society, since the Marxists have been trying to break us up, has devolved into it. This lady just went on the news, just said this.
Now, in terms of the charges that I am facing, I think it's really absurd to weaponize a law that was meant to protect black people and weaponize it against black people.
What? We're talking about, in general, we're talking about the civil rights laws that are now, because the civil rights stuff has been used to attack white people so frequently now. Now people are being sued over it. Now people are being charged over it. And now we're having people step up like this one and say, well, you can't do that. Those laws are only made for me. That is a pretty shocking admission. And I just want to encourage you, no matter your skin color right now or religion or whatever you may be, if you ever find yourself thinking like this, talking like this, your tribalism has gone from being healthy and good to deeply unhealthy, and you need to work your way out of it. I'm not going to tell you not to be tribal in whatever way you are tribal, because that would be like telling you to not be a human being. Human beings are tribal. But imagine saying these words in any context and thinking you're the good guy.
But it was so racially charged because of what had happened just before with Rodney King, but also just how Black Americans feel about policing. It's not like O.J. Simpson was the leader of the civil rights movement of his era. You right. know, he wasn't a social justice leader, but he represented something for the Black community in that moment, in that trial, particularly because there were two white people who had been.
He represented something for the Black community because he butchered two white people? What did he represent for the Black community in that moment? I would love to hear that dirty communist elaborate on what exactly he represented for the Black community in that moment. Tribalism, be very careful with it. I know you practice it. I practice it. We all do. Tribalism can get way unhealthy really, really fast. All right? All right. Good news. All over the place, actually. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The subject of this one is Chinese on the cover of the Little Red Book. Oh, venerated king of the anti-communists, this guy says. I was so excited to download my copy of the Little Red Book. Spending 12 years in Taiwan, I would... Chris, do you want to go to Taiwan? Me too. Buck Sexton. Buck just went to Taiwan recently, and of course he did actual journalism, like interviewing the president. I don't want to do any of that at all. I don't want to work in any way. I do want to go check out Taiwan. I've heard it's a cool place, but maybe, Chris, maybe we could fake it. We'll try to line up an interview with someone in the government. What? That's a very good point. I'll say it's top secret, and we'll still be able to put everything on the company credit card. Good thinking, Chris. We had to fly first class. They would have caught on to us if we were in coach. Anyway, Jesse, spending 12 years in Taiwan, I picked up some Mandarin. For those who don't know, that's a kind of an orange. And I love the Chinese on the cover of the book. It made me laugh. Like the Da Vinci Code, I will not spoil the true translation and allow others the joy of discovering it themselves. Great job on the book. I'm already halfway through. Says his name was Peter. We do have a little Chinese on the cover of the book. I will not be telling you what it translates to. You have to go discover that for yourself. Chris, when you're a Renaissance man, like I am, you know, someone who speaks multiple languages, worldly, I would say. That's a good word, right? Am I using that right? Worldly? Anyway, a Renaissance man. I'll stick with that because I know what that means. Someone with so many different skills. You want others to have what you have. And the only way to do that is to guide them. Not giving them a fish, teaching them to fish. If you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. If you teach a man to fish, he eats for, a couple days. I don't know exactly how the quote goes. But either way, he can eat for a while. But I want people to learn Chinese, or at least go look it up yourself. Hey, Jesse, I always already knocked out the little gift you provided us. Great read. I only caught 3 typos, which is beyond impressive for a community college dropout. I also noticed a few big words that you most certainly didn't come up with. So tell Chris and Corey, thanks for their input. I know some big words. I know people think that I'm white trash and I went to community college and I got a 0.0 grade point average one semester, and all those things may be true, but I've picked up on some big words over the year and I don't even know what all of them mean. That's a good one, Chris. Deleterious. I just use them. If you find big words, don't look them up. Just use them in a sentence. If you use it wrong, someone will correct you. Most of the time, other people don't know the word either. You'll confuse them, and they'll think you're smarter than they are. And that's the goal, to make other people feel stupid. Jesse, great show. Listen every night. My son sends his regards from the Middle East. He's on his second tour, second lieutenant. How about that? Give your son my best, please. Tell him Semper Fi. Oh, here we go. I've been thinking about this one a lot, especially after the Jewish revolt we've been going through. Jesse, do you ever worry that Chris might try to assassinate you? I know I would be thinking along those lines if I were him. That's a little rude. He could easily poison your pizza or your cheese puffs or sneak up behind you and whack you over the head with a microphone or something. He'd probably be most likely to try it around now while you're crippled. Of course, if you weren't so mean to him, he probably wouldn't want to kill you, but I think that ship has sailed. If I were you, I'd hire a food taster and duct tape a GoPro to the back of my head while working. Just the thought. Do you think that I'm not keenly aware of my surroundings? I've already told you how covert I can be. To be covert, it's more than just moving silently, walking in the shadows. It's more than that. It's a keen awareness of your surroundings, like an owl. Have you ever seen an owl? Did you know an owl can turn its head, I don't know if it's 180 degrees, but it's close. An owl can just turn its head everywhere. They have unbelievable awareness of their surroundings, because when you think about it, an owl has to perch up on a high place and somehow see or smell or hear. I don't know. I'm not one of these zoologists. He has to find a mouse in a field and judge the angles and fly down. So an owl is he's an aware animal. I'm like a human owl. Chris could never sneak up on me. I would know immediately that he was there. And he can't poison my food because he eats all the food. And I've tried to eliminate pork products we order here to ensure that Chris can't say, well, I can't eat that, I'm Jewish, and then we're all poisoned. You think I didn't already think about Chris's assassination plots? I did. He's not going to pull one over on me. Here was Don Lemon.
Walking up to the room and I press the elevator button, and all of a sudden I feel myself being jostled, and they...
That's not the first time that's happened to Don Lemon in an elevator heading up to his hotel room. I guarantee you that. What, Chris? Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Nationwide rent declines as border enforcement reduces migration. Getting foreigners out of your country, keeping foreigners out of your country, will make each and every part of your life better. It'll make parts of your life better you never knew could be better. Your rent will go down. Your health care costs will go down. Fewer accidents on the road. Car insurance costs will go down. The jobs market will improve. The cleanliness of society. The safety of society. Getting these people out of your country is essential.
Investigators say the suspects even followed homeowners to their business in Springdale, likely to learn their routine. Then after the arrests, investigators followed the trail to an Airbnb in Brookville, Indiana, believed to be the group's temporary base. Schley described what was found inside.
He had a military-grade Wi-Fi jammer, which the South American Tech Group will use to jam Wi-Fi signals, police radios, etc. We found evidence of surveillance equipment. We would find cameras with duct tape, like camouflage duct tape taped to them.
Back at the scene of the crime in Beckett Ridge, Schley says they found another camera.
It was hidden in a bush.
Used, according to Schley, to spy on the victims.
Democrats brought those people into your country on purpose. Democrats are so evil, so communist, so devoid of any ounce of humanity that upon getting power, stealing the White House, they opened up the border and brought entire criminal networks into the United States of America to hurt you, murder you, rape you, steal from you, and none of them feel bad about it at all. Not one. Not one has expressed even the tiniest amount of regret. In fact, they're all in on this stuff.
We must have accountability, and we must bring justice to every fascist in the administration, and that includes Kristi Noem, that includes Stephen Miller, and that includes Tom Homan. ICE will be abolished, VHS will be dismantled, and together we will get it done.
Former energy commissioner explains why California electricity rates are nearly double the national average. You want to beat inflation, you got to get out of your blue state. And as I have explained before, there is no turning back. You know that, right? I know that we try to find words to comfort ourselves, that it'll get bad enough that people will change. Things are going to turn around. In blue areas, the guardrails are gone. All the political incentives are to more destruction, more insanity. You don't pay a political price in a blue area for being too far to the left. There is no political price you will pay. The only price you will pay is if you even flirt with anything normal or right wing or anything like that. That's how you lose your seat. All the incentives are to go left and then further left and then further left and then further left. How many homeless people have frozen to death recently in New York City? I don't know the updated numbers. The last I saw it was 11. I saw someone said it was 15. Why did they freeze to death? Because the communists took over the mayor's office, promptly banned the clearing of homeless camps. The homeless camps sat out there when the temperatures dropped below freezing. A bunch of people are now dead. Communism kills every single time. Every single time. And they're not. They're not sorry. Seattle mayor announces plan to block ICE activity and use police to verify federal agent IDs. Teachers union lead Portland uprisings against ICE with children present. Democrats are not having this moment where they're self-reflecting and thinking, wow, this has been bad. This has been destructive. People have died. People will get hurt. That's not a thing that's happening. They think they haven't gone far enough. That's what they think. They think they haven't passed enough laws to smash you, to censor you. Again, this is Spain.
We will change the law in Spain to hold platform executives legally accountable for many infringements taking place on their sites. This means that CEOs of these techno platforms will face criminal liability for failing to remove illegal or hateful content. Second, we will turn algorithmic manipulation and amplification of illegal content into a new criminal offense. This information doesn't appear by itself. It is created, promoted, and spread by certain actors. We will go after them as well as after the platforms whose algorithms amplified.
Chris, you think the Spanish are going to come after me? They said hateful content. That's like everything I put up there. I was just earlier today insulting women drivers. I mean, you know what I need to do? I need to put something up to insult Spain. What, Chris? What? Chris, I feel like the Spanish might come after me. That's kind of cool, right? Now, of course, they don't understand that I can blend in. They don't know that I will just simply melt into the population. And I habla. They'll think, wow, we have Jesse Kelly. And then I'll turn around and hit him with
Buenas tardes.
And they'll think, oh, never mind. He's one of us. We must have the wrong guy. Hey, Jesse. Since it looks like society is about to collapse, what are the top five things you need so your wife and boys and Fred survive? Are you going to barricade in place and wait for the mass die-off? Or are you going to clog the roads and get stuck trying to get to your survival compound? All right. Here's what I need to survive. First of all, I'm not worried about Fred's survival per se because we're going to eat Fred. I've already told... What, Chris? I've already tried to explain to the kids that Fred is on the menu if bad things go down. There was some pushback. They even said they would refuse to eat Fred, but they'll feel differently when those tummies start rumbling. That's one. Fred is there as an emergency food ration because Lord knows he's not going to be good for anything else. I'm kidding. We're not going to eat Fred. We wouldn't be able to bring ourselves to eat Fred. You need water. You need medical supplies, even if it's basic first aid stuff, antibiotics. Everyone says bullets. And of course, I want you to get all the ammo you can get. Water and medical supplies, completely underrated. Make sure you have some non-perishable foods. And other than that, you just got to kind of roll with the punches. You mentioned, do you get on the road? Do you hunker down? It's going to depend on what exactly is going on. If my intel tells me that whole neighborhoods are being rounded up and executed, it's probably time to hit the road. If everyone's hitting the road and you know, all you have are rumors and rumors, I'll probably stay exactly where I am. I know that in things like hurricanes, most people die on the road. They don't die in their homes. They die on the road. You get out on the road. You get stuck on the highway. You get flooded. But I'll tell you one thing. You better have your relief factor. If you don't have... What, Chris? If you don't have your relief factor, no matter what else happens, you're going to be in pain. Relief factor is a supplement. A supplement you take every single day. It will build up in your system over time. As you're out there fighting off zombies, getting to your survival complex. Maybe you're worried that your knees are going to start to hurt. After all, the cartilage is all gone. You've been taking Relief Factor. You're going to be fine. You need water. You need ammo. You need food. You need Fred. And you need Relief Factor. And you'll be just fine. Don't live with pain. Not in your home. Not in your doomsday bunker. Go to relieffactor.com and try it. Relieffactor.com or call them 1-800-4-RELIEF. You know what else you need? A hatchet. People don't shake your head, Chris. People don't think about a hatchet or even better, a tomahawk. I don't own a tomahawk. I want a tomahawk really bad. They're not the same thing, Chris. A hatchet's more practical. I have a million of those from when we used to go camping all the time and chopping up kindling and things like that. A tomahawk is more for killing people. But I think you need both. If you had to choose one, get a tomahawk. You can't survive without it. Or at least you don't want to. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, PepsiCo cuts Doritos prices by as much as 15% ahead of the Super Bowl to boost demand. Do you know why Pepsi's cutting prices? It's not the Super Bowl. Do you know why they're cutting prices? Give you a second, see if you can figure it out. They're cutting prices because the Trump administration has finally put some restrictions on all the welfare fatties out there, and they can no longer buy all this endless junk food with your money. Do you have any idea how much of these companies' bottom line depends on taxpayer funds? Your money stolen from you, going to some dirtball who never had a job, who then turns around and buys a case of Pepsi and 12 bags of Doritos with it. Now that that has been cut off, now, because you're not sitting in that boardroom, I'm not sitting in that boardroom, we don't see what has happened to the bottom line, but these are people who have everything tracked at all times. I bet you it's a cliff they're looking at when we started cutting that stuff off. That's why they're now cutting prices. Would you look at that? Now, you and me, we get to pay less for the things we like in life because we're done having to pay for every dirtball in the country who's on welfare. Isn't it a glorious thing? Isn't it amazing how much better your life gets when you get to stop paying for foreigners and freeloaders? But I repeat myself. Jesse, New York, or not Jesse. He didn't say Jesse. It's an article. New U.S. envoy arrives in Venezuela to reopen the embassy after 7 years. I am sorry to tell you that I'm not part of this. You know I've expressed my desire to be part of the U.S. Embassy in Venezuela. The Trump administration, maybe they lost my number. They didn't reach out to help have me help them establish things on the ground. I would like to go ahead and set up my intelligence network in Caracas. No one has reached out thus far. I stand willing and ready for anyone in the Trump administration who would like it. If you are concerned about the show, don't be concerned about the show. I'm pretty sure they're in the same time zone. I don't know. It's south of us somewhere. They can't be that different. The show will continue. We will broadcast live from Venezuela when we're not out on ops, but I should be part of the opening of the embassy. I have wanted to work at an embassy for my entire life. I read a spy book about it, and it made it sound unbelievably cool. I want a safe room. They always have a safe room in there, and I've always wanted a safe room. I want to be part of this. I want to land a helicopter on the roof of the embassy. That's also something that happens. I saw it in the movies. I've wanted this for the long... What, Chris? Well, I don't want to be in the helicopter, Chris, but sometimes it's called duty, buddy. Sometimes duty demands it. If you have to go out and do black ops, well, duty demands it. And it's Black History Month. Hey, Jesse, my eldest son is in high school. He's dated three different girls his senior year. All attempts to spark a meaningful relationship have been blown to bits. These girls are all strawberries and cream on the outside. That's an underrated dessert. Just good old-fashioned strawberries and whipped cream. Underrated dessert. You don't have to get fancy when it comes to dessert. Anyway, these girls are all strawberries and cream on the outside, but in reality are all demonic, crazy, progressive witches on the inside. How can a young guy launch a relationship by distinguishing good from evil before he spends hundreds of dollars on dates? Why is a senior in high school spending hundreds of dollars on a date to anybody, anywhere? When I was a senior in high school, we're going to go pop by McDonald's or something like that. And maybe that's low class or something, but I didn't have the money to go drop hundreds of dollars on it. Now, maybe date number two or three so I can make sure we don't hate each other. But I remember one girl, she was a redhead, so this explains a lot. I picked her up and I was taking her out and she never shut up from the minute I picked her up. And it was all such annoying stuff that eventually I just turned around and dropped it right back off the house and said, you know what, I got to go home. I think I made up some excuse to soften the blow, but didn't cost me a dime. What, Chris? What? Chris is such a child. I didn't need a cell phone to pretend like I had an important call, Chris. I just said I forgot something. I forgot something at the house. My mom's sick. You can always use your mom. Chris, you've probably already discovered this world. But when you have a new kid, you can always use your kid to get out of things. Of course, you do this all the time. I'm sure you do. I've used it for years. Now that my kids are too old for that, I mean, I can't say, well, Luke has a cold. He's 15. Here's a bottle of water. Go to bed. You know, I don't have to be there for him. Now you can use your parents, though. Hey, my mom has a sore throat. I got to look after my mom. I as soon as the kids were coming out of that excuse part, I entered into the parents' excuse part. Glorious.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Trump deputies approve 65,000 more H-2B visa workers. We still have a long way to go to get the legal ones out, too. Federal authorities file additional charges against Chinese-linked biolab in Central California. Remember when the Chinese were just recently caught trying to poison the food supply? Now there's a biolab. They even apparently had a container labeled Ebola. That's not ideal. Kids are organizing virtual ICE raids on Roblox, and I've never been more proud. Daggone. As I've told you before, the next generation, people think I'm bad. People think I'm hardcore. They are going to make me look like a gigantic sissy. I love these kids. U.S. military shoots down Iranian drone approaching the USS Abraham Lincoln. Well, that drone should have known better than to approach Abraham Lincoln. Of course he was going to gun it down. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
About something about a comedic tone.
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.